Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. January is Alzheimer Awareness Month, and joining us on the phone line with lots of details about programs and more happening, Christy Bannerman with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth is on the line. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Jamie. Thanks so much for having me.
You bet. Now, before we get to all the great programs happening for January, my gosh, Soups On last Saturday. What a success that was.
Yes, it was absolutely amazing. Amazing. Banner year. It was our 30th anniversary, so we were really excited, and our team put in so much work, but the community, my goodness, from sponsorships to people attending to, I heard this week from more than one person, it is my favorite event of the year, and I sound like I'm bragging, Jamie, but it really was amazing.
It was incredible. And to top it off, Bette Reynolds, the rapping grandma from The Voice UK, how fun was that?
Isn't she wonderful?
That was just amazing. And again, thanks to everybody who took part in that. And you can take part in great events happening for the month of January with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. Let's talk about the Memory and Aging Program. Not too late to be a part of this.
That's right. That's right. Memory and Aging Program is a four-week education program for anyone over the age of 55, but I don't check birth certificates, Jamie. It's really answering the question, what are normal changes to my memory as we age? We all know there's changes as we age. You know, our vision might change. We don't run as fast. But when it comes to memory, we tend to get far more concerned. And so this is a course that answers those questions. And the most common reaction we get from this course that we offer is, oh my goodness, I am feeling so much better because every time I walked into another room and forgot why I went there, I was getting worried. And sometimes that can just be a part of normal aging. This course goes over what is normal and when should I be concerned.
And the great thing is this is it's a virtual program hosted over Zoom, so you're not having to worry about winter weather, traveling, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. During the rest of the year, we'll offer the course in various in-person locations. But for January, we are offering it over Zoom so that weather is not going to be an impediment.
And these are, again, it's a four-week program. So it starts Thursday, January 23rd. And this is 9:30 a.m. through till 11:30 a.m. So these are morning sessions. Thursday, January 30th, February 6th, and February 13th. And Christy, as you mentioned, it really, you know, delves deep into this and answers your questions as well.
Absolutely. We go over memory strategies as well. We teach a number of them that help with day-to-day function. And when I say we, I'm saying it's myself and my Huron colleague, Jeanette Sears. The two of us will be facilitating the program.
Perfect. And registration, how can folks get signed up?
The simplest way, go to our website, which is www.alzheimer.ca/Huron Perth, and you'll find a nice banner called January Awareness Month, and if we click on that, it shows the various different programs going on. If you're struggling with that, by all means, send me an email. It's Christy B, that's C-H-R-I-S-T-Y-B for Bannerman, at alzhp.ca, or just call our offices.
Perfect. It's Memory and Aging Program, and I like how it's described as a healthy brain workshop. That's an interesting way to take a look at something like this.
It is. We're getting more and more requests for people who want to know what they can do to optimize their brain function, and that's what this course will cover.
All right, and covering lots of ground with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth as January is Alzheimer Awareness Month, and you've got more programs and get-togethers happening.
Absolutely. Check out our education session with Dr. Alexandria Peel. She's a geriatrician who services the area. Her office is up in Wingham. But on Wednesday, January 22nd, she'll be joining us over a Zoom session called Planning for Medical Decisions. And she is a wealth of information. We've had her several times now, and every time I find I learn more, and it sets a great response. That also can be registered for right on our website or by calling the office or emailing me. There are a number of places that are going to host watch parties. And currently, I know that Cedar Croft is on that list. Knoll Crest Lodge in Milverton is on that list as well. So if you don't do Zoom, know that there's an option to go and watch it elsewhere.
Oh, perfect. And there's also safety sessions coming up, just posted. This is for Wednesday, January 29th at the Agriplex at the Community Hall with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth.
I know. We just felt we weren't busy enough. Do more.
Perfect. So safety sessions. What's this all about? Guest speakers on hand and more?
Line up.
Perfect. Again, all the details, walk-ins are welcome for that. So it's guest speakers, federal matters, brain health, community paramedics, driving and aging, fire and home safety, fraud and scams. That's all happening for Wednesday, January 29th at the Agriplex Community Hall. Again, links and details with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth. My goodness, Christy, there's so much going on. Anything else you want to spotlight or just get signed up for these programs?
Yeah, come get signed up for programs. We offer regular one-hour free education sessions online as well. We call it Education Hour. The banner can be found easily on our website. Lots of topics ranging from types of dementia, communication tips, meaningful visits. We have a Dementia Basics series starting next week as well. It's four really common courses that we offer, just providing some groundwork for someone maybe first encountering or first supporting someone. We have various programs going on at a lot of our local libraries as well. Check them out or give them a call. We love January Awareness Month because we're out in the community trying to get word out, get to know people, and bring information and awareness to anyone interested.
That's what it's all about. Again, we'll share the links and details on our socials and mystratfordnow.com. And a reminder, yes, it's Alzheimer's Society here on Perth, but certainly the Stratford office continues at 1020 Ontario Street, Unit 5. So you can drop by during business hours there. Christy Bannerman with Alzheimer's Society here on Perth, thank you so much for all of the details. And again, congratulations on Soups On.
Thanks so much, Jamie. Have a great day.